Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Preexistence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 9 of 10, Consequences and Contradictions of Preexistence. The doctrine of Jesus' preexistence sounds lofty, but once you test it against Scripture, it unravels quickly. Instead of elevating Christ, it ends up diminishing his faith, undermining his humanity, and creating contradictions that make the Bible look incoherent. Worse yet, it imports pagan philosophy into the gospel story. Let's take a closer look at what happens when we cling to this tradition. A wedge between Christ and humanity. If Jesus were the so-called God the Son, or some pre-existent celestial being, he wouldn't be anything like us at all. A hybrid you can't relate to. How do you imitate a God being disguised as a man? You can't. That makes Jesus unrelatable, vastly different from any of us. Hebrews 4:15 says that he was tempted like us in every way. That's meaningful only if he was fully human, facing fear and limitation, growing in wisdom, and learning obedience. Prototype or pretender? If he was a hybrid, he couldn't serve as our prototype, but as a real man, he blazed a trail we can actually follow. Contradictions and absurdities. Once you insert pre-existence into the story, Scripture becomes tangled in contradictions. The Genesis of Jesus. Matthew 1:1 calls Jesus' story the book of the Genesis of Jesus Christ. If he had a beginning at conception, he didn't exist beforehand. The dying Logos problem. If the Logos was Christ himself, then when he died, the Logos died, which means that creation should have unraveled for 3 days. Clearly absurd. God's glory. Compromised. God says he alone created and doesn't share his glory. Isaiah 44:24, 42:8. Even if Jesus helped just a fraction, he'd deserve part of the glory. But God insists that he shares none. Logical impossibility. If all things, including Jesus, were created through the Logos, and if Jesus is the Logos, then he created himself. A logical impossibility. Incarnation. Nonsense. What happened to the pre-existent one when Jesus was conceived? Did God create him twice? The whole idea collapses under its own weight, pagan and philosophical roots. The Bible never teaches incarnation. It comes from mythology and philosophy. Greek philosophy. Plato elevated Logos as a cosmic principle of reason. Later, pagan church leaders imported that concept into John 1. That's how God's plan became a person. Pagan myths. Incarnation is rooted in stories of gods becoming men, Zeus appearing in human form, Babylonian deities descending. Early pagan Christianity borrowed these categories, dressing them in biblical language, but it's foreign to the Hebrew scriptures. The temptation problem. If Jesus pre-existed as a divine being, Satan's temptations make no sense. Destroying the seed. Satan targeted the seed of Abraham and David because he knew the Messiah would rise from humanity, not descend from heaven. Meaningless temptations. If Jesus was omniscient and immortal already, temptation is pointless. He would have known he couldn't fail. That strips away the drama and makes his victory hollow. The grip of tradition. Why do so many hold to pre-existence? Not because the Bible teaches it, but because tradition does. Indoctrination. Most of us are told what passages mean early on, and we never revisit them. Tradition trains us to see through tinted lenses. Cognitive dissonance. When contradictions surface, most people suppress them. It's easier to conform to the group than to challenge long-held beliefs. Authority pressure. Teachers who've shown us much truth can also pass on errors. Out of respect, many simply accept what's taught, but truth requires testing every claim against Scripture itself. Clarity restored. Pre-existence muddies the gospel. It confuses Jesus' humanity, diminishes God's role as sole creator, and creates contradictions that God never authored. But when we let Scripture speak plainly, the story is beautifully consistent. God alone created all things. Jesus began at conception. His faith and obedience led to death on the cross. God exalted him as Lord of all, the first glorified man, the prototype of what's coming for us. That's not a diminished Christ. That's a magnified one. His glory isn't in pretending to be human. It's in being human, trusting God to the end, and being crowned with immortal life.